whistleblowers. I have the documents. I have the documents.
I have the government documents right here.
What's up? This is the Freegan Beans podcasting from Cod Bay, Derek J. Mall above She-Devil at Interscholastic Perry Studios. We halter your focus, Cornelius, by warming your synopsis with originative rodeo caves. This forms your brawn to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a thin shrub of sadism out of your bed. Can you heal it, Michael Dean? Can you heal it,
yeah.
Jim Babb? Yeah.
Yes, I can heal it.
Worms. Jim, are you stealing Wi-Fi again, or are you home?
Oh, no, I'm at home.
I am home in Philadelphia.
I mean, James, sorry. Yeah, okay, Jim, Jesus is Jim. Okay. James Babb will be James.
How's there that? You go.
Yep.
So, and this show is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license, which allows reuse by anyone except governments. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yep. And I am selling libertarian indulgences. They allow you to violate the non-aggression principle once for good reason. They're not reusable. They are covered by a big cop license, but you can't reuse them. But governments cannot have them because they do it anyway. So those are $200 each.
And, can I buy in bulk?
Yes, I'll sell them for $180 if you buy more than 10, and $150 if you buy 100. And so I am cyber begging tonight, but for a good cause. And unlike most people who cyber beg, none of this will go in my pocket, and I'm actually going to do with it what I says I'm going to do. I need a couple $100. Bitcoin is fine. I'm doing some experimentation with building and buying FM transmitters to rebroadcast LRN.FM in urban areas. Well, let's not say America, because that'd be illegal. So we'll just say we'll call
America.
It
America.
Liberland.
America.
This is Transmitters for Liberland. So go and to Capistan. freedomfiends.com. On the top right, there's a Bitcoin link over on the right. If you want to send cash by PayPal, I don't think there's a PayPal link, but you can just email me or put a note on there, and I'll send you my PayPal address. So, yep, it's Transmitters for quote-unquote Liberland. The basic idea is I want to try to find the smallest quality circuit we can make so people could make, like, basically disposable transmitters. Like, the idea is instead of having it up on your roof, you know, with a wire coming into your apartment that they just follow and then bust you, it'd be like... you know, you just have it with batteries and a little MP3 player up on the roof of a apartment building with 40 units in it. If someone finds it, they take it, but they don't take you, you know? And then I think we could probably put some kind of information on it, like, you know, some text that would keep a lot of the neighbors from throwing it away. Like, you know, caution, property of, you know, San Francisco Environmental Survey. Please do not disturb or something like that. And we'll put
and Jim a BIPCOT Jesus's, license,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, and we'll put Jim Jesus's phone number on there. The BIPCOT logo looks pretty official. So if you want to donate to Transmitters for Liberland, go to freedomfiends.com, click on the Bitcoin link on the top right. If you want to call in, we are taking phone calls now. What's the phone number, Jim?
424-666-1909.
And give it again slowly for people to write it down.
424-666-1909.
Satan. Yeah, so yeah. The basic idea is I don't want to talk to you, and James Babb, but none of us want to talk to you on this show. So if you have comments or questions about anything we're talking about, call and leave it as a message on that phone number, and then like 3 weeks from now, Jim will play it and answer the questions on his podcast.
Yeah, I like that.
It's every night.
if you're lucky.
I told someone today in that Cantwell chat on his, and we're going to get into that, on his thing on YouTube that he did his talk show today, Judge Cantwell, dun dun dun. So I was chatting with somebody in the there. Someone was like, "Man, these callers are dumb. You should dump the callers." And I'm like, "All callers are dumb. My show doesn't take them." And I said, "Although last night we gave out another show's phone number on our show, and I didn't give the full context of it. And some guy I don't know is like, what are you, 5 years old? You know, yeah, you thought I was giving out like Rush Limbaugh's phone number or something." Without
Maybe
telling
someday.
People. But no, we told people. All right, so You want to talk about your boyfriend Cantwell there, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah. I love Cantwell right now. Normally, I don't like Cantwell, but today was a good day for Cantwell.
Today was a good day for Cantwell. I've never watched, like, a half hour of Cantwell. It's pretty entertaining. Yeah.
But this is not the first time this has happened. And then I'm like, you know what? Maybe Cantwell's doing a lot better. And then next week he does something, and I'm just like, oh,
he's still horrible.
Never mind.
No matter how much good he does, he's always going to be horrible. But not horrible like Bearwick and Molyneux. Like, Bearwick and Molyneux are harmful to people.
Yeah.
Cantwell is not harmful. He's just, I don't know, man. He's kind of like the school bully that's pretty easy to bully. That's how I look at him. Like he flips out at the mention of any fiends, you know, and like, he is so confrontational. Like when people, you know, like, big burly dudes criticize him, he'll like go to their house with bear mace and a PA system in the middle of the night and challenge them to a fight on their porch. But like, you know, like little thin lady MK Lords tries to call in on Free Talk Live and talk to him. He's like, la, 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 I don't hear you. I won't talk to you. You scare me.
And let me just say that no one should call in to his radio show or whatever it is and talk about the fiends. You should not do that. Don't do that.
Please don't. Freedom Fiend. Don't mention freedomfiends.com.
Or Michael Dean or Jim Jesus or Jim Babb. Don't mention any of these names. MK Lords, out of the question.
Don't just say her name.
Yeah.
Hashtag don't say her name.
And the show notes will put a time and date where his show is on, so you cannot do that, okay?
That's Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. East Coast time, I think.
Yeah, so don't call in then. Yeah. Do we have the number? They don't dial that number. They can put it in their phone. Don't
give
dial
out your
this.
Number again.
Yeah, 424-666-1909. Yep. It's a real number. It's a real number.
I called it last night. Yep. So
what's up, guys? I was really amazed at how well Cantwell conducted himself. I was truly amazed. There goes my phone. I think someone's already calling it.
Someone's calling him. Just relay the message. Just talk to him. Tell us what this is.
Well, that means I'd have to get up and walk to my phone. You want me to do that? Okay. So, yeah. So what happened was there was a land thing that was going on in Chile called Galt's Gulch Chile, and there was a bit of the problems with the water rights and people getting their land or whatever, and people are alleging fraud against the people who were doing this. And it was, I don't know all of their names, but Jeff Berwick was one. Was it Ken Johnson, that's his name, was the other, and there was a few other people. And he had one of those people on and even invited Berwick to come and defend himself after this video came out of Berwick alleging possibly fraud on this little passport scheme that he had. And so now everybody's coming out of the closet to bash Bearwick. And he did a really good job kind of arbitrating Bearwick. A debate. Yeah, we all were.
I was doing it before. It was cool. Yeah, somebody said that Cantwell's new tagline should be atheist a-hole arbiter. This is the Judge Cantwell show.
I love it. You know, it's nice to see him being productive. You know, when he puts his mind to something, he can do a great job. So I think that's, you know, although I got the link you sent me to watch, I was like, oh, okay, check out this video that we're going to discuss. And so 10 minutes before the show, I go to it and see it's a 2-hour video. I'm like, I don't watch 2-hour videos.
I wouldn't watch a 2-hour video of me. That's how old my attention span is, man. You know, if somebody made like, you know, a documentary biopic about my life story, I'd probably like say, yeah, okay, just I'll watch it in chunks.
Do it like Alan Moore. Like, I'm not approving of this. I'm not even watching this.
Well, you already saw it the first time. So what do you need the movie for anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it really does answer the age old question. Like, you know, in the absence of government monopolies, you know, who would decide court cases? Cantwell.
Yeah. I'd subscribe to his DRO.
I'd give him a TRO. I think I already have.
I don't know what that is.
Temporary restraining order. I'm just not moving to New Hampshire until he's gone.
No, I love it here in sunny Vegas. Can't deal with snow. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Yeah, I need to live somewhere lower, closer to sea level.
Yeah.
Where there's more oxygen.
Death Valley.
Vegas is high, isn't it? It's like a mile.
But we don't have lakes that are on fire though.
Yeah. Well, Casper is a mile above sea level, so you know it is accurate in the intro. The thing is, we're 500 like a mile is 5,280 feet. Denver averages literally 5,280 feet. That's why it's the mile high city. It's not really impressive for a city to be that high. It's just Denver is like exactly a mile. Casper is like, you know, 40 feet below that or something, you know, some of it, and then some of it's 300 feet above that. I'm 300 feet above that. I'm like way above the river, but FEMA keeps writing us once a year and telling us we're strongly encouraged by flood insurance because we're in a zip code where flooding can happen. And I'm like, yeah, at the bottom of that hill that's 300 feet below us, if that little tiny river, the Platte, that you can throw a rock across, floods to 300 feet to my house, it's going to be the end of the world. I'm more worried about Yellowstone erupting volcanically than I am about that flood.
Or what if could the EPA possibly save that river, too, with some yellow mine waste?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe Jim Beam can just pour a bunch of whiskey in it and set it on fire.
You guys can talk about that later, huh? That's a good story.
Love that.
Yeah.
What about Barack Obama?
Oh, he's a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
Yep.
I read that somewhere.
It's true.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if we get to say that about Bernie Sanders someday.
It's already true. He is a socialist. He calls himself a socialist. Barack Obama never has, that I know of, although his college records are sealed.
He's probably one of the people that I'm least concerned about being president, because you know once he gets in, no one's going to do anything he wants. The Democrats are too divided to do anything about it. The Republicans are just always going to say no.
Did you hear that Trump says he feels like he did military service and he relates with people in the military because he went to a military boarding school?
That's the same thing.
By that logic, I'm an Episcopal priest, man. I went to an Episcopal boarding school. Like, talk to the army.
They take my calls.
All right. Have a good show. Send money to the Freedom Fiends to buy transmitters for Libertopia, Liberland.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
For some reason in this country, and in a bunch of Western world, it's okay to just judge.
Hey, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. Computer programmer Derek Slopey and I have created FiendPhone. I'm using FiendPhone right now to talk with and record one of my co-hosts in real time. Take it, Davi.
Hey, this is Davi Barker, and I'm 1,000 miles away from Michael, but we sound like we're in the same room.
We sure do, Davi. So, Davi, please tell the nice people more about FiendPhone.
FiendPhone is free, no-gov software that opens up a global world of possibilities for collaborative, high-quality, remote voice media production, and I'm digging it.
People can try FiendPhone right now at FiendPhone.com, but we're also raising money to vastly improve FiendPhone and vastly improve independent talk media worldwide.
So go to FiendPhone.com to help out. Who will build the audio roads? We will, with your help.
That's FiendPhone.com, FeenPhone.com, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Phone.com.
FiendPhone, I never knew remote audio could be this good.
Your statism pain away with the Freedom Fiends.
Fire right. NATO.
Yeah, we started talking about the Fire NATO, and I thought that was pretty exciting. There's some footage. It was a new story, but it was footage released, I think, from 2003, when 800,000 gallons of Jim Beam accidentally was released, quote unquote, accidentally released
quote unquote,
into a Kentucky lake. Okay, now that would be interesting enough, right? And then supposedly it suddenly struck by lightning and created a fire tornado that shot flames 100 feet in the air. Okay, is that possible?
It's a series of fortunate events.
Wow. I'm wondering, like, how did this happen? You know, do you think the EPA was involved? It sounds like the kind of thing that they would do. Like, they showed up for an inspection and they're like, hey, no, we got to open that. No, open that big valve now. No, don't open that valve. No. Hey, we're the EPA and we tell you what to do. We're opening that valve or you're going to get fined $50,000 a day. No.
And you have to install this lightning rod. They just can't do anything right, can they?
Wow. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of booze. I mean, 800,000 gallons, right? I mean, Wow.
Yeah, I'm more of a scotch person myself, but it's still a bummer. That's still a bummer, man.
Yeah, I mean, that could have gone to, like, needy hobos or, I mean, it could have gone to so many better uses. It could have been used to, you know, like, clean auto parts. I don't know what else it would be good for, but what a waste. The video image was incredible. The video image was incredible of this fire tornado.
Yeah, there was like a giant, it almost looks like a giant, like, lightning, but made of fire instead of lightning. It's the weirdest picture I've ever seen. And the whole lake is on fire. And what's interesting is below it, there's a on this news article from the Daily Mail. There's actually a video of what's her name? Mila Kunis, the girl from that 70s show. Okay. I don't think she's done anything interesting ever since. But she there's a commercial, and at the end of the commercial, they show a lake on fire with the Jim Beam bourbon bottle and the glass of scotch sitting right next to it on fire. And I was like, is this predictive? And then I saw that, oh no, this happened in 2003.
Yeah, but, it might happen all the time for all we know. You know, this might.
They're just now telling us what else they got.
Right. They just happened to have it on video one time, you know?
Yeah. I demand all the documents on this.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
All the government documents.
What if, I mean, I wonder what that did to people like downstream, you know, they're like, water tastes a little interesting today. Give me another cup of that. Yeah, I'm thirsty today.
Got all the bourbon and water out of the faucet. Forget New Hampshire. I'm moving to Kentucky. Yeah.
with the fire retardant drinking suit. Yeah.
Yeah, and the tornadoes are on fire. Now, I lived in Wichita. Our tornadoes were never on fire.
That never? Was a
bummer. Never. Not that I ever recall. One can dream.
I think these, like, forest fires can create that kind of, like, fire tornado. I think that might be, I don't know, if you probably study forest fires, you probably see those from time to time.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, what you gonna do?
I don't know. So what else we got going on?
Well, everyone's favorite woman was Kim Davis finally got out of jail. She was that lady who was refusing to pass out marriage licenses to gay couples, and then she ended up not passing them out to anybody else as well. And she was arrested in contempt of court when the judge told her that she had to do it. And so now everyone's praising her as this wonderful woman who's a martyr. She took one for the team, apparently.
You know, I have so many conflicted feelings about her. You know, like, I mean, obviously she's a bigoted, horrible person. Okay, so I want to not like her. But then I also like the idea of government employees just not doing their job. So I want to like her for refusing to work, which if every government employee did, I think we'd be better off. So, you know, I'm kind of torn. Where do you fall on that?
Well, I think she shouldn't have taken she should have quit the job as soon as she got the edict that she had to do it. But no, that $80,000 was a little too good to say no to, wasn't it? $80,000 a year. That's what her pay was? Yeah, plus pension benefits.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll be back.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. but they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
So hungry for freedom, we'd even eat at Arby's. Here with Jim Babb.
I'm Jim Jesus.
And, yeah.
Eating so, at Arby's. What do you...
Yeah. I know someone else has been eating at Arby's.
Not me.
No, we'll talk about Huckabee. Oh. And your girl, Kim Davis, were having that little party with the Eye of the Tiger. Playing in the background.
Oh my God! What if you had been there to see that? I mean, what a horrible, horrible image! That smug Huckabee, fat face, congratulating her because she's doing God's work, and they're all being all bigoted and hateful together for God, and oh.
While the Eye of the Tiger is playing, right?
It would be tough for me to keep my Arby's down.
Implying it's easy if not. Oh man, he should have been playing bass when, when that was going on, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, like playing bass with Eye of the Tiger and yeah, because it's like her and Rocky Balboa. They're like, you know, they're basically the same character, right?
Yeah.
Like going against enormous odds, you know, for fighting for what's right.
You know,
to make sure that gays can't get married.
Wait a minute. What? Something's wrong here. I thought we were supposed to be boxing a guy from the USSR. What happened?
Yeah. Same thing. It's the same thing. It's standing up for those traditional American values like bigotry
and the base.
Well, has she gone back to work? Has she reassumed her post?
Well, okay. So the story is she's supposed to go back to work, and she has a court order she has to give out those marriage certificates. Well, she hasn't gone back to work just yet, so we don't know if she's going to do it or not. And if she doesn't do it, they're going to, you know, throw her in a cage for a little bit longer as well. But, she could easily quit her job out of principle and say, I'm not going to do this job because it violates my religious beliefs, and give up her $80,000 a year job with full benefits, government pension, all that stuff. I don't know.
Did you hear that? Like her mother had the job before her, and I think her son is also on in the same department. Like it's like a family business.
It's a monarchy. It's a monarchy of bigotry. And she's the reigning queen, right? And Huckabee while playing the bass while they're walking, right?
Supported by Archduke Huckabee or Huckleberry. What's his name? Huckleberry?
Huckleberry. What is it? Hound. Mike Huckabee. 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 Now you have me saying it wrong.
Does he have a show or something? Where did he go after he was his last disgrace? Or is he now the fundamentalist Jesse Jackson now? He's just going to show up anytime, like... Well, anytime somebody gets offended for Christianity, he can show up.
He's basically the Pat Robertson version of Al Sharpton, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know.
A professional outrage fueler.
Yeah.
You know, just somebody that can show up and be like, yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah, he had a TV show on Fox for a while, and it was basically just him spewing that stuff. And... I don't know what happened to that, but I remember he was selling himself during the presidential race, like, oh, look at how much weight I've lost. I, you know, I have self-control. And then now he's, you know, even bigger than the girl.
He's back to Arby's.
Yeah, he's went back to Arby's. He's getting the mountain of meat. That's a secret menu item, by the way. It's like $10. They just put every single type of meat they can on a giant bun, and it's just It's a monstrosity.
Well, you know,
I'm
you know,
in like three states.
You know, I think when he lost all that weight is when he was hanging out with Jared from Subway. Right? They were going to a lot of the same. They're going to a lot of the same parties, probably.
Too soon. Too soon. Too soon. Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. What you gonna do?
But you know that you know. Did you see there was a funny meme somebody posted of the? They said, "Oh, the Amish DMV clerk. I'm not registering that devil wagon."
What are you doing here? Oh well, you know they pay $80,000 a year. Well, okay, makes sense. Makes yeah. sense. Can I? Yeah, is there someone else I can talk to then?
No.
Just sit in the corner. Yeah.
Actually, though, that is kind of the way it is at the DMV anyway. They just, like, yeah, okay. Everyone's in line and nobody's getting registered, so it might as well be an Amish person there. Why aren't you working? It's my religious principles. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
You should see my DMV. It's huge, and it is packed full. Like, they could easily fit 300, 400 people in there easy. And it is full of that many people. And they, like, you spend, like, an hour there. And this is on the, like, this is the one that takes the less amount of time, supposedly, according to their website. You know, it's always showing the least amount of waiting time. Yet, somehow I'm always there for a couple hours.
Oh yeah. Remember Patty and Selma? Remember Patty and they're like, some days we don't let the line move at all. We call those weekdays.
Where you stand in line, you're like, well, I don't have to stand in line. I have an appointment. It's like, well, then get in the appointment line. It's even longer. Yeah, and people want this to run everything, right? Like we want to have our healthcare run by these people at the DMV.
Sounds brilliant, right?
Yeah.
Then could they protect the environment perhaps without setting something on fire or dumping a billion gallons of lead waste into a river?
Or bourbon. I'm still blaming the government.
Yeah, that's got to, you know what? Oh, it was probably like one of those like Elliot Ness moments where they're like, look at that barrel we can break. Whoa. Hopefully it like washed a whole bunch of the agents into the river with it right before it caught fire. Yeah.
They were like, well, they're like, you can't do that. Like, yes, we can, because we're the government and you're not.
No.
Boom. But all this talk about Arby's, what's been going on at Arby's lately?
Well, you know, there's some story, and who knows what the real story is, but some, you know, the story was, oh, this clerk won't serve a cop. Some cop came through and was told, nope, that he doesn't want to serve you. Because, you know, like a young black man, and he doesn't want to serve you because you're a cop. I don't even think that was actually true, but that's the way the story played out anyway. So now I'm like, uh-oh, bring in the outrage. It's the war on police. They won't even serve us at Arby's. That's how bad the war on police has gotten. They can't even eat at Arby's. And so...
Any sane, rational person would send him a thank you letter, but that's besides the point. Yeah.
Right. Well, so it seemed like everybody like spun into like into reaction mode. Like the police union's like, "Boy, we're gonna boycott Arby's. We're gonna boycott Arby's." Blah blah blah. I'm like, and then Arby's is like, "No, we're giving free food to cops. We're giving free food to cops."
I'm looking at the report right now, and it says, we have determined that the officer's story was fabricated, said Mills Police Sergeant Bill Dwyer. Bill Dwyer, why does that sound familiar? But, Oh, wait, no, this
the
is
police shooting.
Story.
The police shooting. That's another
shooting.
Yeah, speaking of, war on cops, this is a false, shooting. The first false flag in the war on cops.
Was this the same guy because he was mad he couldn't get Arby's, so he shot his own car? I'm sure this is.
Definitely could be. But yeah, that was a great story. That was in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
This guy's like, he created like this whole, he's like, his, uh, He said, oh, my God, I got, you know, but they were shooting at me and my car caught fire and I had to run away and it's horrible. And they do this like big manhunt and they're like closing all the schools in the area and everybody's on lockdown, freak out mode. The war on cops. Oh, my God, it's horrible. Turns out he just made it all up. He shot his own car. Yeah, because he couldn't get Arby's. He's like, oh, but I think the
really
whole thing
that Ruben.
I think he was like, he was probably like texting his, you know, like, or, you know, something, and he crashes his car into a tree. He's like, crud, what am I going to do? You know, let's see, what do I usually do when I get in trouble? And he just started firing his gun randomly, and he hit the gas tank or something, and the car caught on fire, and, oh man. And then he's like, well, yeah, it was a black dude. Yeah, it's a black dude.
So it's either that he couldn't get Arby's or he was upset that he couldn't get bourbon because it all caught on fire. oh well.
Yeah. I'm calling that first false flag in the war on cops. Yeah. It's probably not the first false flag, but it's certainly a good one. He claimed to have taken gunfire. He's taken gunfire.
yeah, I love this. No ballistic evidence was recovered at the scene. Like, why not? You have a guy who's shooting at a cop. Why wouldn't you take ballistic evidence, right?
Because there wasn't any.
Yeah.
Well, it was the ballistics people that figured out it was all made up. Like, I think there was actually, even their own department were like, that dude's just full of it. You know, they're like, they couldn't even like step up, you know, and prop him up on the thin blue line. They're like, nope, not this time. Not for that loser. Sorry. Sure. You shoot some hobos. Yeah. We'll cover for you. Okay. But you just damaged a perfectly good cop car. Okay.
Yeah. And maybe if you did this over like In-N-Out, this would have been fine, but Arby's, that's not a valid argument. Try again.
Yeah.
Their Rubens are okay, but come on, Arby's.
Yeah, you know, I mean, why is there a war on cops anyway? Is this going to be the next war on terror? Because people are, you know, everybody's kind of like figured out war on terror is a load of junk. You know, like nobody's really buying that. So maybe this war on cops is the next level to ramp
next
up
level of junk.
I don't know, what am I, can I say junk on the radio? I was
I think context matters.
Like, but what can I say it?
Yeah. But there's no war on cops. If you look at the data, it's going down every year. But cops shooting people, that's going up. And we'll be back after the message. After we go to the free market. After the message.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Freedom Fiends, Jim Jesus, Jim Bab. Michael Dean can't be here. He was arrested for having a leaf that looked like a pot leaf. Terrible. So he's been kicked off the Fiends for a whole year.
Oh, man.
So you want to talk about this story?
Yeah, now this is great. Yeah. Parents outraged after cop charges 11-year-old with quote unquote possession for having a leaf that quote unquote looked like marijuana. Now, there is a silver lining to this cloud. Kicked out of school for a year. Okay. Yeah. So at least it has a happy ending, I'm glad to report. But this is This is what the war on drugs and these heroic men in blue are doing for us to protect and serve, this time a sixth grade child. The parents say the boy now suffers from panic attacks and depression and is seeing a pediatric psychiatrist after the Bedford County Sheriff's Office engaged in what many agree was malicious prosecution against the young boy. Okay.
All right. But did that depression come from school or the prosecution?
What came first,
the chicken or the egg?
Well, I think he was cut off from his friends, and we're talking about an 11-year-old boy, and eventually they, after months of trying to ruin this kid's life, they finally did the field test, and they're like, it's not weed. Sorry. I don't even know if they apologized, actually.
No, actually, what they said was the field test came back inconclusive, but not negative.
It's terrible, you know. But that's, you know, what we need some names of these people, right? Like, these, you know, Bedford's, you know, see, even in this story, they're hiding behind their badges and titles. It doesn't have the name of these people. It just says Bedford County Sheriff's Office. No, an office did not harass this boy. People with badges did. And these people really should have their names. So, you know, during the break, I'm going to look up these names and we're going to name the names.
Just dox all the cops.
Man, yeah,
put their information as a BIPCOT. There we go.
Yeah.
So then they can't use it.
Unbelievable.
So I guess the parents asked after they were called in by the school, and they asked if they could see the leaf, and they said, no, it's already in evidence.
We already smoked it. I mean, it's in evidence. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
The most absurd part of it is that you don't really smoke the leaves. You smoke the flowers, right? That's the whole point of it. I mean, you bring...
Well, when you're in sixth grade, you smoke what you can get, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's... Oriental maple leaves. Oh, I remember those days.
Okay, Bedford Sheriff Mike Brown. That's his name. Mike Brown, Bedford Sheriff. Okay. Wish I had his phone number here. I'll try to dig that up later. But yeah, Mike Brown, you're a scumbag. Okay. I know you're listening to the show.
Yeah. And you're I'm sure you have some leaves on your lawn. Yeah, I mean, fall's coming. Those leaves are going to be falling. I'm sure a lot of them look like weed. All right, we're going to have to put that in evidence. Quote, unquote, evidence.
But, yeah, I'm so thankful, though. I mean, at least the kid got kicked out of school. Okay, so, there, you know, he was saved. And that's kind of like the best thing that can happen in these situations, right? Because this whole thing started at school, right? And so the losers at school were the first ones, to start harassing this kid, right? I mean, can you imagine, like, paying for, like, an education service that would start that kind of harassment against a customer? You know? No.
Yeah. We'd like to give you some Arby's, but I don't trust that little leaf that's on your shoulder right now. I don't trust it. It's probably a good thing. We'll go to In-N-Out. They don't care.
Worms.
Yeah. Worms. And when we come back, we'll talk about how Paul Krugman says that Trump is right on economics. A couple of merry bedfellows. Worms.
Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean. Available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion canning high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017, the Alpha Centauri region. Of course, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. And I think we teased something about Trump coming in here, didn't we?
We could do show after show after show on just Trump-based memes. Like, yeah. What? Does Trump eat at Arby's? No.
And since we're on a new hour, I might as well announce the phone number again that we won't answer. But it's 424-666-1909. That's 424-666-1909. And call me. I'll take your calls. I'll take all of your calls. You call me, I'll take your calls. Just not on the air. You know, it's just, I don't like it. It's not my thing. I'm more of an Arby's guy. All right? So apparently there was a story, or I guess this op-ed piece by Paul Krugman, who's like a court economist for Obama, the Democratic Party. What are those things called? The Nobel Peace Prize for economics. You know, some of them are good, some of them are pretty bad. They gave one to Hayek, but then they also gave it one of them to this clown. But apparently he wrote an op-ed article talking about how great Trump is on his economics.
Oh yeah, all right. He's getting the Krugman bump.
That's exactly what he needs, right? No, like, and he goes on about how, you know, like, I can't believe that Bush is going after Trump for saying he wants to raise taxes on the rich. Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, of course Krugman's going to love that, right? I mean.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You know, our friend Ethan Glover had the perfect comment because he was the first one that posted this article that I saw, and his comment was, if Krugman says Trump is right on economics, you know for a fact he's so wrong it's potato.
Yeah.
I think that pretty much sums it up, right? Remember, Krugman is the guy that said, yeah, 9/11, yeah, that's going to have economic benefits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, yep. Look at all those. Just imagine all the broken windows in the World Trade Centers. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of windows.
It's amazing, that guy. It's like, I can't believe people take him seriously. It's just, it's stunning that he can still say stuff like that. Remember when he had a couple of great ideas. He said the government should pretend that we're facing an alien invasion so they could just spend a lot of money preparing to fight aliens. And that's going to be economic recovery.
The aliens didn't even have to come. We just have to think that they're coming. Right?
Right. He's pushing a false flag alien op, you know? Like, yeah. Okay. You know, he did have an idea. Wasn't he the guy that came up with the idea to pay off the national debt with like a $1 trillion coin minted? Like, do you remember that?
Was that him? I don't remember.
It's almost too smart to have come from him, but I think it was. Here's a $1 trillion coin. Can you make change? You know? Oh, oh no, it's stuck in the parking meter. Oh,
crud. Damn.
All right, next plan. Next plan. Yeah, but the thing was, Krugman got famous back before the before the internet was really popular. So he would say all these crazy things, and then like everyone would forget. Like, oh, and then by the time the prediction failed. But now it's great because we can go back and read what he said in 2001 and go, well, you were wrong about World Trade Center. We didn't have an economic boom after that, did we? No.
But I don't know. He could probably say we did, you know, and like, what difference does it make? Like, he can just continue to make up stuff like, yeah, like, you know, oh, you know, he's giving Trump the bump for wanting to raise taxes. Like, really? Like, gosh, you know, like, I mean, I guess that shows where conservatives are. Like, they're like, yeah, he wants to raise taxes. Sure. Yeah. But he hates brown people like I do. So I'm going to go with him. And he's the front runner as a result. So.
Yeah, and I wonder if Krugman would take his calls. I'm sure he would. After he goes president, he'd take my calls. Obama, Krugman won't take his calls. I'll take his calls. You know, I'm not a big fan, but, you know, he'd call me, you know. we talk.
that's exactly, you know, that's exactly kind of the platform he's running on, isn't it? I mean...
I love how when he says something absolutely crazy, he immediately follows it with something like, you know, that kind of makes it sound a little less crazy, but it's just not brilliant at all. Like, oh, yeah, the Mexicans, they're coming over here, the rapists, but not all of them. Some of them, I assume, some of them I assume are good, you know, but, you know, either way, I take their calls. They call me, I take their calls. They're cute enough, I'll marry them.
Yeah, you know, but, I guess so. Really, the big question with Trump is this: okay, we know he's going to be comedy gold and that has a huge value. You know, kind of like George W. Bush, huge comedy gold. Okay, mm-hmm. Like I mean, basically, Jon Stewart made a career. You know, like every night he would just play clips of what the president said and then just laugh about it. That's all he had to, like, he didn't even need writers. You just play what he said, and that's hilarious. Now, but then the flip side of that is the body count, okay?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's hilarious, but ooh, forgot about the mass murder part. So
yeah,
the rag war. It's hard to weigh those two against each other in my book.
Yeah. I think actually Jon Stewart was said that now that he's retiring, he's actually on comedy hospice now that Donald Trump is running because all the jokes are there ready to go.
It's just too easy. Too easy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we shouldn't leave out Bernie Sanders, right? I'm sure
Bernie Sanders.
I'm sure Bernie Sanders and, you know, is and Krugman, they're probably like best buddies. Right. I mean,
I think it might even be possible Bernie's a little too far for the left for Krugman, and that's saying a lot. I actually read or saw a video earlier this week where Bernie Sanders was saying that he was going to tax speculation because Wall Street isn't getting taxed enough. And I was like, Wall Street's getting taxed twice. You got capital gains tax, and then you have to pay corporate tax on top of that, and now you're gonna make them pay taxes when they lose money too. Like, is there no end? But I don't know, that's an economic policy. Just tax the rich, they don't have enough money. Yeah, just tax them more. Just take everything.
Yeah,
that'll fund the government for like 3 months, then what? Just cut them up, slice them up. just throw them in the machine, it'll work.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
but you know, that's what we get for politics. You know, that's we get two guys that are debating on, you know, exactly like how much they need to raise taxes, and everyone's like, yeah. But what is Bernie's offering, like, he's placating his base by offering, like, is he the one with ponies, or is that Vermin Supreme?
That's Vermin Supreme.
Okay.
He wants free everything else.
Free everything else, but he hasn't specifically mentioned ponies. I haven't heard him not mention ponies, so...
Yeah.
That should I don't be know.
A question to make. But ponies...
Yeah, and then Trump's like, "Hey, you know what? I'm the mass roundup candidate." You know, and everybody's like, "Ooh, that's what fuels his base. Ooh, he's gonna round them up. Ooh, I like the sound of that." They're saying, "Like, wow,
round them up. They have no choice. They have to take my calls. They have to take them because they're rounded up. There's nothing you can do." But what I think one thing that Vermin Supreme talks about that is completely overlooked is his zombie-powered energy system, where electricity. Yeah, we generate electricity through zombies. They'd put them in a giant hamster wheel, and then put like a brain in front of them, and then they would walk. And as they walk, they generate power, and that would solve all the energy crisis we have. That we wouldn't have to rely on fossil fuels anymore. It would just be completely everything would be zombie-powered.
Right, we could get all the Bernie Sanders supporters and put them on that treadmill.
All of them.
Right? Yeah.
All of them. All the voters. All of them.
Yeah. I like it. And, you know, another thing that he's promised that I'm really intrigued by is time travel research.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's gonna fund that, and I think that's very exciting. So
I think the zombies would work better with the ballot box in front of them.
Hope and change. Change.
Take my calls. I could do a whole show with nothing but that joke. Just kill.
He deserves it, you know?
Frankly, they'd take my calls. The zombies, they'd take my calls. They'd just let the phone ring. They'd walk towards it. They'd try to take it, generate power. Boom.
Next question.
Now, I have nothing against zombies. My doorman, he's a zombie. He's a great guy. His wife, great woman. She takes my calls. So what's up with this? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, did you hear that, you know, we left out the other candidate. Is she still a candidate? Hillary? Is she still? What?
I'm surprised she's still around with all the scandals surrounding her and how everyone hates her. I think she even dropped below Bernie Sanders, and that's low. I think everyone's just waiting for Biden to come in.
Oof. Oh God. Well, he would give us a real hands-on presidency. You know, that would
I think it would be a very boring president, and I wouldn't have to hear about it much. That probably might be a good thing. I don't have to hear about politics.
Yeah, did you say that? You know, buy a shotgun. You know, that could be his slogan. Yeah. Like he's already got a catchphrase.
Just buy a shotgun.
Fire two blasts.
Yeah, they'll get that call. So we're gonna go into the free market, I guess.
Nice.
Worms.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to the Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
So we got some more Trump jokes to make, don't we? No, we switched to Hillary jokes. Yeah. You know, it was during the news break I heard about this new tax she wants, a 25% tax on guns. Did you hear about that?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, she goes, "I'm all for that." Okay? It's a 25% national sales tax on guns. So anyway, yeah, this is
and that's supposed to do what exactly?
It's supposed to discourage people from buying guns, okay? And you know, it's funny because, like, in this context, they're like, yeah, you know, yeah, we're going to put a tax on something to encourage people. I mean, to discourage people from doing it. But meanwhile, they have like employment taxes. But no. That's not going to have any detrimental effect on employment. Oh, of course not.
Don't you income taxes. Don't you read Krugman?
But, you know, and it's just kind of ironic, though. I hear this story today, the same day I received by delivery my Ghost Gunner machine from Defense Distributed. So I will not be paying the 25% tax if I choose to use such machine, which I'm not saying I will be. But if I when I use it, I would not
be
subject
to it. All you need is a shotgun. All you need is a shotgun.
Just fire two blasts.
Yeah, that's it. I'll be gone. It's got a good spread.
Yeah, it's good enough for Joe Biden, his wife. It's good enough for America, right?
Yeah. Well, he knows best. He knows what's best for all of us.
Oh, that's well. Yeah. That's why he wouldn't be the vice president if he didn't.
But does he take Donald Trump's calls? That's I think that's something we need to have an investigation about.
Doesn't everyone take Donald Trump's calls? I mean, isn't that kind of like basically why he is who he is? It's like people answer the phone when he calls.
Like, oh, what crazy thing is he going to tell me now? Of course, I'm going to answer the phone. Donald's going on. Nothing. What are talking about this tax? Not a fan of the tax. Like the idea. Don't think it's great, you know? I'm glad you took my call, though. frankly, I didn't think you were going to answer.
I think we ought to text the rich. Yeah, I think that's okay. You know, guys like me, you know, we're obviously, you know, really rich. We're exceptionally wealthy. Notice our fine, luxurious coats and our nice cars. Of course we could be taxed some more.
Yeah. I only went bankrupt, what, four times, five times?
But that's with other people's money. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever gone bankrupt with his own money.
Yeah, the courts, they know me. They take my calls. I call, Chapter 13, no problem. Because frankly, I don't know. They take my calls, though. I think I'm running that joke to the ground.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what's up with this teen boy who was charged for having naked pictures of himself as a minor?
Yeah, well, you know, this is again the heroes. You know, we've got this heroic law enforcement, and this story was in Reason on the Reason blog. Teen boy,
Reason,
will be charged as adult for having naked pics of a minor himself. Okay, so. So it's like, well, wait a minute. That child is too young to have naked pictures of himself. So we're going to charge him as an adult. God bless America.
Yeah, he can look in the mirror. That's fine. But the other piece of glass sees it, then we're going to have a problem. All right. The piece of glass on his phone can't see it, but the piece of glass on the wall, that can see it. That's fine.
Unbelievable. Anyway.
Makes sense. Seems legit.
So, you know, now he's probably going to be, what is he going to get? Like, you know, he's going to have to put one of those signs out in his front yard as a sex offender. Why did you do that? Well, I had pictures of myself on my phone.
Waiting for the day where they make them, like, wear the billboards over there. The billboards over there, over their shoulders.
Why not just put like a scarlet letter on their jacket or something, or like a gold star, or like there's got to be better ways.
What could go wrong?
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever heard of anyone thinking of such a great idea and employing it before.
Yeah, and it's always worked really well.
Yeah, we should start selling them on the free market. They'd take your calls.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
the Freedom Fiends, where we relax your statism pain away with the Fire NATO of freedom. And we're not taking your calls.
Yeah, we're not taking your calls. If you want to call a number, call 424-666-1909. You can call that. Maybe they'll take your calls. We won't take your calls.
Is that Donald Trump's phone number? What is that?
It's Donald Trump's phone number. Yeah. Actually, that's my phone number.
Okay,
that's
cool.
My phone number. Okay, so you can call that. I don't care.
Okay,
I'm not going to answer it.
All right.
So
we've been having some fun with the police tonight, haven't we?
Yeah. It's a rare thing, but it can happen, I guess, having fun with police.
Yeah. You know, I had some fun with police the other night, and you know, sometimes I get bored, and we have a group of friends here in Philadelphia that we'd like to find these DUI checkpoints, they call them, or sobriety checkpoints. We call them suspicionless checkpoints, where they just set up a roadblock and just shake people down that come through. I think it's kind of a nasty thing for them to do, but it's really fun to spoil them. And all it takes is, a few of us go out and we stand in front with these reflective signs that say, checkpoint ahead, turn now. Okay. And we can basically shut them down completely. And we got to do one of those the other night. It was kind of a small one, so it wasn't that much fun. But we might have prevented them from making a single arrest, because it was traffic was pretty light anyway. And, you know, and everybody's, you know, every you see all these people are turning. They'll come back the other way, man, like, thanks, guys. Love you, man. They're like, it is such a great feeling to just see that kind of support from the community. I mean, libertarians hardly ever get that. Let's face it.
It's because we never go outside. We're right. Busy playing on the radio.
Right. But wait, this is it's a really fun activity. And anyway, so, you know, I did it with the guys from the Lehigh County cop block here in Pennsylvania, some good dudes. And so, yeah, that's something you can do, you know, for entertainment. Just go out and troll the cops. Screw up one of their checkpoints.
Or you could film them. That's a good way of getting in trouble. Man, but Vegas Metro is pretty gnarly. I really don't like messing with them. Really don't, and this would be a perfect opportunity to do it, because they always do those traffic stops here, because we always have a big problem with DUI. I mean, for obvious reasons.
But that's not why they do those. They don't do those to crack down on DUIs, because it's
otherwise they do it on the strip, right?
Well,
but they don't.
You know, my understanding is, you know, and I've read studies that say to really crack down on the dangerous, you know, impaired drivers, just the regular roving patrols are the best use of police resources. Like, I mean, I don't even think that's a good idea. But if your idea is to get the impaired drivers off the street, roving patrols are how you want to do that. That's instead of putting all your cops in one place and hoping that, you know, some drunkard comes through. Yeah, the standard patrols are better. When they do these checkpoints, that's a way to just, hey, what's in the back of your car? You know, like, I mean, if you watch them, they'll shine the flashlight in the back seat. There's no drunk drivers in the back seat, so why are they looking back there? Okay.
And then to top it off, you got these annoying libertarian guys standing outside with reflective signs saying checkpoint ahead. That doesn't help.
Right. And then you get the guys. Have you ever seen that? There's a printout you can get. I think it's called like Fair DUI or something. And it's a sheet. You put it in your window and it says, I don't answer questions. I want my lawyer. Put any tickets you may want to give me under the windshield wiper, and I'll show you my license, you know, through the window. Okay, you don't even roll down your window, and you don't even say a word to these people. Okay, you just hold up your stuff in the glass, and then you just wait for them to wave you on. I think that's pretty neat, because I mean, first, you know, to a certain extent, you know, they'll just lie if they want to get you with something, but it's going to make it a little bit harder for them. So You still want to videotape. But if you don't roll down your window, they can't say they smelled weed. If you don't say anything, they can't say your speech was slurred. So you cut off two avenues of their BS, you know, right there. And it's just got to be hilarious, right? Like, I love the videos of people going through these checkpoints and just, you know, just refusing, just flat out refusing to cooperate, and watching them like keep asking the same questions, and finally like, oh, go ahead. Having fun. Anyway. Did we lose? I think we might have lost our co-host there. Is that possible? Do we get disconnected? Anyway, we're talking about cop blocking, filming cops. There's a great video that I just watched by Dave Champion. And Dave Champion came out with this. It's on his blog. I think it's davechampion.com. And it was like essential filming techniques for people that, you know, are interested in police accountability. And it really made me think about this a lot, too. Because Dave Champion is a former cop. And he sort of has some inside information. What he wants you to do is you film the cops, but you don't immediately release the video. If you catch some kind of police abuse or wrongdoing, you don't immediately release it. What you do is you take this video, you sit on it for a little while, then you give them a chance to put out their statement. And let the supervisor get involved and let internal affairs kind of get things rolling. And then, like maybe 10 days, 2 weeks later, then you release the video that shows not just the police abuse, but you catch them lying about the abuse. And you also catch the supervisors in a cover up, and you can get do a lot more to help clean up whatever police department is causing a problem. So, that's definitely something you can do. I'll look for the show notes and see if I can. I'll get a link to that in the show notes. It's a cool little helpful video for anybody that wants to do that. We're talking about checkpoints. Checkpoints are always fun to mess with. This summer, I'm on vacation with the family, and we go to a national park. And, you know, we've gone to this park for many years, and, they usually don't ruin it too bad. The federal agents that are swarming about. So we go in there, and there's this one place where you have to go through a checkpoint to show that you have the pass. You know, we buy the pass, but as of last year, they said, we need to see your ID. And I'm like, we don't show ID. So like, we need to see your ID. I'm like, no. And they're like, well, can we see your ID? No. Well, it's our policy to ask, you know, to see your ID. Well, it's my policy not to show your ID. Eventually, they just get tired and they leave, and then they just, going through. So this is a lot of fun for the kids, and they really enjoy that. So they're like, let's do it again. Let's run the checkpoint. So now this is one of our favorite activities. We look forward to doing the checkpoint, having fun. So we've done this like four times now, and it's always kind of the same thing. They're like, no, we're supposed to see your ID. And I'm like, no, we don't show ID. And, these little things are, you know, they might be small, but I get a kick out of it. I get a kick out of these little bits of resistance, little things you can do to have fun. But, that's what you can do at a checkpoint. So what else can you do with cops? I don't know. It'd be nice if our co-host came back. I guess he's answering the phone. He's taking your calls. He's taking your calls. Jim Jesus is taking calls right now. So I didn't write down that number, so feel free to pick it up. If you wrote it down, give him a call. Tell him to reconnect on Fiend Phone. So anyway, what are some other things that are going on right now that we can ramble on about? I want to do a infomercial for the horrible company known as Comcast. I've had some interesting experiences with Comcast. Decided this year, like, okay, you know, I always get mad at my utility companies, and eventually I bag them and I go with the other utility company that I hate. So about a year ago, bag Verizon.
Fiend phone.
Oh, it's Jim Jesus. Are you with us, Jim Jesus? He's working on getting back, so we'll hopefully hear from him shortly. He's logging in. Anyway, Comcast recently just jacked my rates. They just doubled the rates from $40 to $80. And they said, yeah, you know, we're jacking your rates. And so I called them like, no, you're not jacking rates. They're like, yeah, we are. I'm like, okay, later. So anyway, back to the other crappy utilities that I can't
Fiend
stand.
Phone. Fiend phone. All
right. Jim Jesus is trying
Sorry about
again.
That. My power went out.
Oh man. I thought they droned you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they missed, but they get the transformer though.
Well, is it, I guess you're in the desert, everybody's using their air conditioning at the same time, right? Like,
yeah.
Rolling brownouts.
Yeah. Well, I had a missed call, so maybe it was Trump, and he was upset that I missed his call and had me droned.
Anyway. Yeah, you know, I'm rambling on, of course, you know, just rambling on. So apologize to the audience for, you know, just hearing me ramble. I was doing a hate commercial for Comcast, I don't think they're one of the GCN sponsors, so I can speak freely. But yeah, these guys, they're the worst. You know, I said, you know, I have these internet companies and I hate them. And finally, I hate them so bad, I switch back to that other company that I hated last year. And then I hate the new company for enough until they're like, oh, I'll go back to that other company I hated.
Yeah. I everywhere I've lived, I've always hated the services. I had Charter. I think I had Time Warner once, and it was just terrible, terrible, awful. But where I live now, we have a service that I don't think I can say the name on the air. COX.
Fiend phone. But it's Fiend phone.
Yeah. But it's great. I've never had a problem. Worms.
Yeah. Yep.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Welcome back. I'm glad they didn't drone you, Jim. Really am. I was like, oh boy. Yep. Finally pissed off those energy moguls. And anyway, turns out it was just too many people. For some reason, too many people are using air conditioners in Nevada, right? Is that it? Is it hot there or something?
It's been better. It's been a lot better. I don't think we've had triple digits for a couple days, but it's been nice in comparison. But I'm sure if you came here, you'd be screaming about how terrible and hot it is.
It's been pretty brutally hot here in the East Coast. So,
You get 115 this year?
You know, it's been like 90s, but with the humidity, you know, it's not that dry heat that you guys get to, you know.
Oh, we love the dry heat so much better. Yeah, they better not drill me. I just got my brand new covered flag from China. I've been waiting for it forever. In fact, I ordered it before Michael's, and he got his before mine, but mine existed first. So I actually own the first BIPCOT licensed flag,
ever.
Yeah.
But did you really own it before you got delivery? I don't know about that.
That's I don't know, man. But you guys got to check out Grizzly Man. Did you guys look up Grizzly Man? I was just watching it.
I Googled it, and the only thing I could find was The Life and Times of Grizzly Adams. That's the only
No. It's,
That's just too horrible to consider watching.
No, it's kind of Timothy Treadwell. Okay, it's a documentary. There was this hippie guy named Timothy Treadwell who went out into the outback of Alaska like 10 summers in a row and lived among the bears. You know, he's a conservationist. He was a hippie. He was kind of weirdly effeminate with the bears, but also like yelled at them when they'd get close to try to eat him. And he videotaped a lot of it. And he finally got eaten by, he and his girlfriend got eaten by bears while the video audio tape was running. And then Werner Herzog, the famous German director, got a hold of the video and the rights to this and like made a documentary of it. And it's all true. Although one of the nicknames for it I've heard is the Bear Witch Project, because it kind of feels like a lot of it's found footage, you know? And
nice. I would rather watch that than Grizzly Adams. I think
it's much better. It's much better. And
a lot less grizzly.
But did you get to see the bear? You didn't get to see the witch in Blair Witch.
No. You get to see Werner Herzog with headphones on reacting to the audio. He pushed out and didn't put the actual audio in it. But one of the great honors of my life was this film showed in the Deauville Film Festival with my film, Hubert Zubby Jr. It'll Be Better Tomorrow. And we're in facing pages. We each had a full page of our movie in the you know, the catalog for the film festival. I thought that was really cool. Like, wow, yeah. But you got to see this movie. It's great. It's probably on Netflix. It's Sundance. It's everywhere. It's Grizzly Man. Don't not watch it.
Okay.
That's what I got to say.
All right, there you go.
That's good. Yeah, well, that's going to be hard to do. I mean, they just put Ninja Turtles on Netflix.
This is so brutal in some ways. Like, you get to know the guy over like an hour's time. You get to watch him frolicking with the bears. And, you know, he's kind of likable in a weird way. And then at the end, they've got like interviews with, you know, the small airline pilot that went to pick him up at the end of the summer and just found, you know, a bear chewing on his rib cage. And
well, there's got to be a lesson in there, I think. You know what? Don't play with the bears. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I'm not like some kind of expert in nature or a naturalist or anything, but I know not to play with grizzly bears.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to go watch the rest of it. So have a good show, guys. Bye.
All right, later.
You won't play with grizzly bears, but you play with the comps. I don't know which one's deadlier. We should hold a reflective sign outside of a bear. Grizzly bear warning.
Yeah. You know, do they have like cop repellent spray? Like, that'd be great.
Cop mace.
Like, you know, like, oh, that cop's getting too close. You know, like, don't run, because then they, because you know you're dead, right?
Yeah.
So you turn, you face him, you try to look as big as possible, and then you spray him right in the face with something.
Yeah. And then Kent will bring it to people's houses who talk bad about him on the internet.
I'm glad you made it back from the missed drone attack in the back.
Yeah. So that's our redemption. I survived a drone attack.
And my apologies to the audience for having to do solo rambling. It's bad enough when it's two of us. And
I'm gonna go online and look for cop mace now. Don't you ever troll me on the internet. But I'll take your call. I'll take your call. Worms.
Worms.